Good morning, everybody. Today's daf is Yevamos daf Yud Ches. We left off on daf Yud Zayinim Beis, about 10 lines from the end of the page. We are at the words Tanan Yevimto Shemesa. Today's shiur is sponsored by Dr. David Landerer in honor of his wife and children, also by Rina and Mark Goldstein on the occasion of the 25th yard site of Rina's father, Mo Septi, Moshe Ben Harav Elazar Shmuel, whose yard site is tomorrow, the Neshama Shev and Aliyah, and also by Gabriel and Eliza Sazne in honor of Ariel and Sarah Sazne on the birth of their son, Zalman Ben Ariel David HaKohen. Mazel tov to the Sazne family, and you should continue to have simcha. So we thank all the sponsors very much for the sponsorship. So today we're going to discuss two topics. First of all is the topic that we started yesterday of Yesh Zika O Ein Zika. The concept, the question of Yesh Zika O Ein Zika is, to what extent is Zika like marriage? We know that there is such a concept of Zika, that certainly if a man dies without any children, there is Zika between his wife and any surviving brothers, to the extent that she can't go marry somebody else. Certainly there's a concept of Zika on a daraisa level. The question is, how powerful is that concept of Zika? Does it make it, if that Zika alone exists and nothing ever happens with it, he never goes and does Yibum with her, does that Zika alone create an Isser to all of her relatives, for any of the surviving brothers to marry any of your relatives, because it's as if he was already married to the Yavama? That's the issue of Yesh Zika O Ein Zika. We're going to bring Raya's back and forth and different Shitos. We're going to try to figure out where Rabbi Yehuda got his Shita from, whether he got it from his Rebbe Rav or he got it from his other Rebbe Shmuel, and that's going to carry us all the way to the Mishnah on Yud Chesam Beis. Then the Mishnah on Yud Chesam Beis is going to discuss a case of Eishes Achiv Shlo Haya Ba'olamo, which isn't, meaning we already discussed Eishes Achiv Shlo Haya Ba'olamo, but with one twist. The Mishnah is going to talk about what happens when the second brother was born after when the third brother was born, after the second brother already did Yibum. So Reuven died, Shimon did Yibum on Reuven's wife, and then Levi was born. So that's the only twist, that's the only thing we're going to change. In the previous case we had that Levi was born and then Shimon did Yibum on Reuven's wife. Now we're going to talk about Shimon does Yibum on Reuven's wife, and after that Levi is born. In what way does that change the case? We're going to have Machlokas Tanakama and Rabbi Shimon, and we're going to try to figure out whether that machlokas applies in both cases, both the case of the previous Mishnah and the case of this Mishnah, or only in the case of this Mishnah. So let's begin. We are at Tanan again, about 10 lines from the end of the page, on Daf Yud Zayinam Beis. So Tanan, Yevimto Shemesa. So if the Yevama dies, Mutar Ba'achosa, the surviving brother is still allowed to marry that Yevama's sister. So Ba'achosa in, sounds like yes, he's allowed to marry the sister, because even if your wife dies, you're allowed to marry her sister. So just because he had Zika with a woman, after she dies, it's not going to prevent you from marrying her sister. But the implication is bi'imalo, that with other relatives like her mother, you're not allowed to marry, because the fact that she was zakuka to you to Yibum makes it as if she's your wife, and therefore it seems that yesh Zika, that Zika is enough to aser her mother on you. Tos Yishanim and the Tosus Maram and Rabbeinu Peretz all ask, what kind of kasha is this? There are definitely Tanoim that hold Yesh Zika. So you can't bring a raya from a Mishnah that we paskin Yesh Zika. The most you can bring a raya from a Mishnah is that there's a shita in Tanoim that's Yesh Zika. But there are also definitely Tanoim that hold Ein Zika. So to bring a Mishnah one way or the other is not really going to be helpful over here, when you know this is a Machlokas Tanaim and you're just trying to figure out how to paskin. So the Rishonim explain that it's mistaver that the halacha should follow this Mishnah that we're bringing, because it's a Stam Mishnah. And the Machlokas about Zika, whether Yesh Zika or Ein Zika, is in a prior Mishnah. And the rule is Machlokas V'achar Kach Stam Halacha Kestam. Whenever you have an earlier Mishnah that records a Machlokas and then a later Mishnah that's just a Stam Mishnah, we always paskin like the Stam Mishnah. So it's fair to bring a Raya from this Mishnah, and you can't just say, oh, maybe we don't paskin like that Mishnah, because we know this is a Stam Mishnah that we ought to paskin like. So you see clearly in this Mishnah that there is this concept that Yesh Zika, that the Zika alone is a strong enough connection to aser you and her relatives after she dies. So says Gemara, no, who adin dafilu bi'ima? It never said that you're aser with her mother. It said that you're mutter ba'achosa. Maybe, so we were medayik, oh, if you're mutter ba'achosa, must be that you're aser bi'ima. No, maybe maybe your mutter be'ima as well. Why then did it only mention achosa? Va'idi t'tana reisha, since the reisha had said ishto shemesa mutter ba'achosa, since the reisha spoke about when one's wife dies, he's allowed to marry her sister, and in that case, when it's one's wife who dies, he's allowed to marry her sister, but not her mother. Ba'achosa ina will be'ima lo, davila isura do reisa. In such a case, it would be an isura do reisa to marry your mother, even after the wife dies. So tananami seifa, so the seifa, when it talks about a woman who he had zika with that dies, it also says mutar b'achosa, just to keep it consistent with the reisha. But the reisha is the real chiddush, is the real statement la'alacha, that when a regular couple is married and the woman dies, so you're allowed to marry her sister, you're not allowed to marry her mother. Rabbi Yehuda, Amar Rabbi Yehuda says, Shomeris yavam shamesa, Aser be'ima. Rabbi Yehuda says that I paskin la halacha that if a shomeres yavam dies, if there was a case of zika and nothing ever came to fruition from that zika, and then she dies, you're not allowed to marry her mother. Alma kasabri yesh zika. So you see, Rabbi Yehuda holds yesh zika, that zika is enough to aser you on her relatives. So v'leima halacha devarim yesh zika. If Rabbi Yehuda wanted to teach yesh zika, why does he have to say it like this in such a roundabout way? Just say it. We paskin yesh zika. Why does he have to give a case that a Shomeres Yavam Shemesa, that it's also Be'ima, just say Yesh Zika. So it says, well, no, Yeva Amar Hachi, had he said Yesh Zika, Hava Mina Ani Mili B'chad, I would think that Zika is enough, is powerful enough to ask you and her relatives when you were her only option, when you were the only surviving brother, that the husband died, now there's only one surviving brother, so that Zika is a very strong Zika, because we know if there's going to be a Yibam or Chalitza, who that Yibam Chalitza is destined to be with, it can only be with you. That's a powerful Zika. That's where I would think that it's going to ask you and her mother. I will betray Ain Zika, but if there are two or more brothers, that one of the brothers died and there are 12 other brothers, so you're not going to say that the Zika with each of them is so strong, because none of them, you know, that each one can say, I wasn't destined to do Yibam or Chalitza. It was one of the other brothers that may have ended up doing the Yibam or Chalitza had she not passed away. So Vahaki Pligi, betray Pligi, says the Gemara, that doesn't work as a good answer, because even if Rav Yehuda was saying, would have said that Lachas Kedivrei Omer Yesh Zika, it would have implied even if there's Shnei Yevamim, because the case of the Mishnah where there's a machlokas whether Yesh Zika or Ein Zika, the machlokas between Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira and the Chachamim is a case of Trey. It's a case where there are more than one surviving brother, and Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira, who says Yesh Zika, holds that even when there are two brothers Yesh Zika, because we say that Omrim Lola Zeshe She Kidesh Esachosu Kukaso Hamtein Achiyasa Achicha Ma. That's where we're going to have the case. That's the machlokas where Rabbi Yehuda says, you tell the one who is Mekadesh, the sister of his zukuka, wait until your brother does a maisa of Yibam or Chalitza, meaning your brother, there is another brother around. So that's the very case that they talk about where there is another brother around. So there's no way we would have had a Hava Amina had Rabbi Yehuda chosen to tell us Halachak Divrei Omer Yesh Zika. There's no way we would have had a Hava Amina that's only by one brother, because the Divrei Omer Yesh Zika was by two brothers. So that's not a good answer as to why Rabbi Yehuda didn't just say straight. We're back to our question. Why didn't Rabbi Yehuda just say it straight? Say, Allah Dibre Omer Yej Zika. Why does he have to tell us a case of a Shomer Yav Shemesa that also be Ima? That if Rabbi Yehuda, Yamar Hachi, if Rabbi Yehuda said, Allah Dibre Omer Yej Zika, there would have been another problem. If he would have just said it straight, that we pass him Yej Zika, Hava Amina Mechayim. Avalacharisa Pakala Zika. I would think that that's only true when the Yavama is still alive, that there's Zika, and that you're not allowed to marry her relatives. But after the Yavama herself dies, I would think that that Zika goes away and she is no longer considered to be like your wife, and that would ask her krovim, that it's true that while you still have the Zika, while the Yavama is still alive, you're not allowed to go marry her mother. But I would think that after she dies, it's ki'ilu, you were never married, you never had any real connection with this Yavama, and you're now allowed to marry her mother. Tosos raises the question on Zainam Beis and Dibra Maskal Aval, why would the Gemara, how did the Gemara assume that Rav holds Ein Zika? Maybe Rav holds Yesh Zika Mechayim, just no Zika Lacharmisa, like the Gemara's Chilik over here. Meaning when Rav said the other way, when Rav said against Rabbi Yehuda, so we said, oh, Rav must hold Ein Zika, because Lacharmisa, he said Ein Zika. So how come we didn't have the same Avamina? That maybe Rav holds Ein Zika, but only Lacharmisa, but Mechayim is Yesh Zika. So Tosa says that it's only in the Hava Amina that the Gemara Gemara wants to make such a chiluk between Mechayim and La'achar Misa. But Lefiya Emes, this Svar is not going to have any legs. Meaning to say that we're going to distinguish that there's Zika so long as she's alive. And then after she dies, that that Zika, it can now be ignored and we could pretend it never existed. It's not such a strong Svara. So that, and that's the next line of the Gemara. Kamash Malan to Zika Pekadi Lo Paka. That if Zika is meaningful, it doesn't just go away because the woman died. Meaning it goes away in the sense that he no longer has any responsibilities toward her because she's dead, but we can't ignore that it ever happened just because she's dead. So it's viewed as if you hold Yesh Zika, that Zika's powerful enough to answer you on her relatives, that Issa remains intact after she dies as well. So says Gemara Le Misayele, maybe we could bring a Raya to Rabbi Yehuda from a Mishnah, a Mishnah that we're going to have later on Daf Mem Tes. Yevimto Shemesa Mutar Ba'achosa. If a Yevama dies, you're now allowed to marry your sister. But it sounds like Ba'achosa in Bi'imalo, that you had a woman who was a Shomeris Yavim. You had a Zika with this woman. Your brother died, and now you're supposed to do Yibum with this woman. But you never did anything. And then she dies, so you're only allowed to marry your sister, but you're not allowed to marry her mother. So you see clearly, Yesh Zika, that Zika is enough to ask you on her mother. So it says, well, no, who had the Dafila Bima? Maybe you're even allowed to marry her mother. But I didn't tell her, Resha, Ishto Shemesa Mutar Ba'achosa, Dafka Ba'achosa will be Imalo. That since the Resha was talking about when your wife dies, you're allowed to marry your sister, and in that case, you're only allowed to marry your sister, but you're not allowed to marry your wife's mother, even after your wife dies, Tavila Yisur Daraisa, and that's Nisr Daraisa, Tanunami Seifa, Mutar Ba'achosa. That's why the Seifa says Mutar Ba'achosa. We already had this Raya, but we brought it on the Shita of Rav. Now we're bringing the Raya on the Shita of Rav Yehuda. So now the Gemara brings a Kasha on Rav Yehuda from our Mishnah. Masav Rav Huna Bar Chiya on Rav Yehuda, that it says in our Mishnah, that if you have Reuven and Shimon, who are two brothers that both coexisted at the same time in this world. Reuven married Sarah, and Shimon married Rivka. And then Reuven died without any children, so now Sarah is facing a Yibum situation with Shimon, and then after that, Levi is born, the third brother is born. So also, Maimer, if Shimon did Maimer on Sarah, but he didn't do Yibum, he just did Maimer, he did a Kedusha Midrabanan on Sarah, Umeis, and then Shimon dies, so now Rivka is Shimon's real wife, and Sarah is a quasi-wife. Sarah is someone that was really Reuven's wife that Shimon had done Maimer on. So Shnia Chaletzes, Rivka, Shimon's real wife, does Chalitza with Levi, because the Maimer is not a real Kinyan Gomer to make it like a Tsaris Erbes Eishas Ach Shalom Hayaba Olamo, so there's no total Ptur, but Velomus Yabemus, but you also can't do Yibum, because at least the Maimer was done. So Maimer makes it as if she was a Tsaris Erva, because she was married to Shimon at the same time that Reuven's wife, who's in Arayos to Levi, was somewhat married to Shimon. So that's why you got to do Chalitza and not Yibum. So says the Gemara, here's our Kasha. Taima de Avad B'maimer. The whole reason Sarah asers Rivka to Levi, and Levi's not allowed to do Yibum on Rivka, is because they already did Maimer. But hello Avad B'maimer, but if all there was a Zika, and there was no actual Maimer, if all that happened was Reuven died and then Shimon did nothing with Sarah, that would not have any impact on Rivka's ability to have Yibum with Levi. Shnei Anami Yibum Yama. Then Rivka would actually be able to do Yibum with Levi. But Yamrit Yesh Zika. But if Zika is considered as if they're already married, so as soon as Reuven died, there's a Zika with Shimon. That should impact Rivka, Shimon's other wife. Havila Tzara Seish Tzach Shloi Ba'olam of Zika. That should be a case of Tzara Seish Tzach Shloi Ba'olam, which is a Tzara's Erva because of Zika. Zika is a quasi-marriage. So isn't this a Raya that ain't Zika? So says Mara Amaraba, who had in Dafal Gavdol Lo Avad B'Maimer. No, maybe in a Chinami, that even if Shimon never did Maimer on Sarah, and all there ever was a Zika, still Shnia Michlat Chaltza Yibum Lo Miyama. Maybe our Diuk is incorrect. Maybe this halacha, that all Levi can do with Rivka is Chalitza, and he's not able to do Yibum on Rivka, is true whether Shimon ever did Maimer on Sarah or didn't do Maimer on Sarah. So V'Hadik Tani Maimer, the fact that the Mishnah picks a case where he actually did Maimer, that's just Afuke Bibe Shammai. Damri Maimer Kona Kinyan Gomer. That's just to tell me not to hold like Beishama. You hold that Maimer is just as good as Yibum, and it becomes a wife Minat Torah. And according to the Beishama, Rivka is a Tsaras Erva Gemura, where you don't even have to do Chalitza. So Kamash Mulan, it's telling me that even if you did Maimer, you still got to do Chalitza. It's not a total Tsaras Erva. So another Kasha and Rabbi Yehuda from a Braisa. Says Abaye challenges Rabbah that we have a Braisa, Shnei Achin Ba'olam Echad. You have two brothers who coexisted at the same time. Umeis Achas Achad Echad Man Below Vlad. And one of them dies without any children. Va'amar Hasheni Yazel Lasos Maimer B'Yavimto. And the second one wants to do Maimer on the Yavama. V'lo Hispik Lasos B'Maimer Hachinol Lo Ach. And then before he gets a chance to do Maimer, a third brother is born, Umeis. And he also dies. Now the second brother, Umeis Rishona, and the second brother also dies without children. So Harishona, Reuven's wife, the first brother's wife, is Yotza Mishamesh Sachshoy Balamo. She doesn't require Yibum or Chalitza because she is Levi's Eshesachshoy Balamo. Levi never coexisted at the same time as Reuven, so his connection to Reuven's wife is irrelevant because his connection to Reuven's wife is purely in Arayos. There's no mitzvah, there's no Yibum, there's no chalitza. Ushnia, as far as Rivka, Shimon's wife, Ochaletza Somasia Vemes. You could do Yibum or chalitza. It's wide open. They have a full regular Yibum situation. But Viamrit Yesh Zika, but if there's an automatic Zika, meaning if as soon as Reuven died, Shimon had a Zika with Reuven's wife, so Havila Tsar Seshach Shlomo Ba'olam B'Zika, then Shimon's wife, Rivka, should have been to Levi an Eshesach Shlomo Ba'olam B'Zika, a Tzara of an Eshesach Shlomo Ba'olam B'Zika, meaning if as soon as Reuven dies, Sarah, his wife, becomes Zakuk to Shimon, and that Zika means something. So now Shimon's wife, Rivka, should be a Tzara in a certain sense to Reuven's wife, to Sarah Reuven's wife. And if she's a Tzara to Reuven's wife, when Shimon subsequently dies, since Levi is a Rios to Sarah, he shouldn't be allowed to do Yibum with Rivka either. It's a Tzara of an Eshesach, Shloya Balama, B'Zika. So isn't this a Raya, therefore, that Ein Zika, the very fact that we're going to allow Levi to do Yibum on Shimon's wife? So says Gemara, Hamani, this price is following Rabbi Meir, he da'amar Ein Zika. And Echinami, it's a Raya that it's Ein Zika, but just because you bring a Brisa that holds Ein Zika doesn't mean Paskin that way. That's following the sheet of Rabbi Meir, who holds that Ein Zika. So says Gemara, Misvir, Leder Meir Ein Zika. Is that true? Does Rabbi Meir hold Ein Zika? Vahatnan, we have a Mishnah on Daf Chavav that's going to tell us the following case. Arba Achim, you have four brothers. Shnai Mehen Nesum Shtei Achios. Two of the four brothers are married to two sisters. Umesu Anasuin Ha'achios. And the two brothers that are married to two sisters both die. So Reuven and Shimon are married to Rachel and Leah, and Reuven and Shimon both die. Hare Elu Cholzos V'lomis Yavmos. So the remaining brothers do chalitza but not yibum on these women. The Salka Daitach Savar Rabbi Meir Ein Zika. But if Rabbi Meir holds that there's no Zika, Hani Mitrei Bate Kaasian. Each of these women come from a different brother's home. So Hayli Abim Chadav. Why not let each surviving brother do yibum on one of these widows, on one of these wives? So why do we not allow it? We don't allow it because we assume that as soon as Reuven dies, his wife becomes zakuk to all the surviving brothers. And as soon as Shimon dies, his wife also becomes Zakuk to all the surviving brothers. So if you have Reuven, Shimon, Levi, Yehuda, the reason Levi can't do Yibum on Mrs. Reuven is because he's Zakuk to Mrs. Shimon also. So therefore, Mrs. Reuven is Achos Zakukaso. And the reason Yehuda can't do Yibum on either of them is because they're also Achos Zakukaso. You have a Zika with both of them. So you see Yesh Zika, you see that the fact that there's a Zika that Asers her sister because of the Zika, so it's a Raya that Yeh Zika. So how could Rav Meir say in the Braisa that Ein Zika? Over here it's Rav Meir talking, and Rav Meir clearly holds Yesh Zika. So says Mar Liolam Ein Zika. No, Rav Meir holds Ein Zika. You know why Rav Meir says not to do Yibum in these cases? Mishum de Kasavar Asur Levatel Mitzvah Sivamin, because he holds that you're not allowed to be Mevatel the Mitzvah of Yibum from the other one. Meaning, if Reuven and Shimon were married to two sisters, to Rachel and Leah, and Reuven, and then there's Levi and Yehuda that are alive now, so Reuven and Shimon die, Levi and Yehuda are alive. If Levi does Yibum on Mrs. Reuven, that disqualifies Mrs. Shimon from ever getting a Yibum or Chalitza, because she is now the Achos Ishto, and you're not allowed to actively take away the mitzvah of Yibum from one of the women. That's why we say do Chalitza, because if you do Chalitza, you can do Chalitza on both. But if you do Yibum, you're going to actively take away the mitzvah of Yibum on the other woman, because she's a sister of the first woman that you did Yibum on. Dilma, so how are you actively taking away? Let your other brother do the Yibum. There are four brothers in the case, so let the other brother do Yibum on her. How are you actively taking away the mitzvah of Yibum? No, Dilma Demiyabim Chad Mayasidach, because you don't know that your other brother is going to live. Meaning, if you have Reuven, Shimon, Levi, Yehuda, Reuven and Shimon drop dead, so what are you going to tell? You can tell Levi to do Yibum on Mrs. Reuven. No, that's going to disqualify Levi from doing Yibum on Mrs. Shimon. But well, why can't Yehuda do Yibum Mrs. Shimon? Because Yehuda might die. I don't know if Yehuda's going to live long enough to do Yibum Mrs. Shimon. So if Yehuda dies, just like Reuven and Shimon died, then by the fact that Levi is doing Yibum on Mrs. Reuven, he's taking away the mitzvah of Yibum from Mrs. Shimon. So but the mitzvah's Yivamin, and you're being mevat on the possibility of Yibum. I don't know to what extent you have to be choshesh for that. What if there are 15 brothers, right? You have to be choshesh they're all going to die, and that you're being mevat on the mitzvah of Yibum. Is just like what are the chances that in that window of time that the brother's going to die? How old are they? It sounds like that we're being choshesh even for a very tiny miyut, that we're being choshesh l'misa, and we're being choshesh for misa of so many brothers. But this line of the Gemara is a very chashva line in terms of a major conversation that covers this entire mesechta, and that is, what is chalitza exactly? Is chalitza a mitzvah or is chalitza a matir? There's a tshuva in the Chacham Tzvi, not just any tshuva in the Chacham Tzvi, the very first Tshuva in the Chacham Tzvi. Siman Aleph in Chacham Tzvi. He says it needs chakiras chacham. When you do chalitza, what sort of kavana are you supposed to have? Is it that without kavana chalitza? Because we know without kavana the chalitza is going to be possible. But what's the reason for that? Is that because of mitzvah shrichas kavana? And just like any other mitzvah, you need to have kavana. Without the kavana, the mitzvah is going to be possible. Or is it because you're making a kinyan? And when you do a kinyan, you have to have kavana. Otherwise, you don't have das makna, so it's not going to be a proper kinyan. He says, Nafkamina is what kind of kavana you have to have. Do you have to have kavana l'shem mitzvah, or you just have to know at the time that this is going to be matir, the isha, that I realize that this is what's happening, that by doing the chalitza, it's going to be matir, the brother's wife, to marry l'shuk, to marry somebody else. If you hold it's a mitzvah, so mitzvah speaks kavana, just having kavana that it's going to be matir is not enough. You have to have kavana that you're fulfilling the will of the Ribbono Shel Olam, that this is a mitzvah Hashem. But if you hold that it's just a kinyan, it's just a matir, so then you only need kavana for a kinyan. So we quote, the Chacham Tzvi quotes the sheet of the Maharit that says the chalitza is a mitzvah, and he says one time there was a case where they set up a chalitza for a particular day, and before they did the chalitza, Nebuch, this woman was out of luck, her father died, and they didn't have time to do chalitza after the kvura because the Yavam had to leave town, but the Yavam had already left her as a naguna for 6 years to this point, and they finally got him to do the chalitza, and poof, on the day that they got him to do the chalitza, the woman's father died. So the shaila was, can they do the chalitza before the kvura, before the father's kvura? She is an onain, so the shaila is, can she do a mitzvah before the kvura? So normally, no, you're not allowed to do mitzvah. She's not allowed to say brachos. She's not allowed to do any mitzvahs before the kvura. But is chalitza a mitzvah or is chalitza a matir? If it's a matir, then there's nothing wrong with doing it, right? You could, it's not a mitzvah, but if it's a mitzvah, then it would be problematic. So the Marit holds that it's a mitzvah, and therefore an onen is part of the mitzvah, and if you do the chalitza at that time, it would not even be a valid chalitza. But the Chacham Tzvi disagrees, and he says the mitzvah of chalitza is only to be matir, the zika that the Yavama has to make her mutter l'shuk. It's just like a get. So it's like mekach memker, like kitten and kiddushin, that if you do it when a person is an onen, if a man gives a get to his wife when he's an onen, the get is valid. Same over here. Chalitza is a form of kitten. We don't view it as a mitzvah per se. We view it as a matir, and therefore it would be valid. The Achronim have a major discussion about this, whether chalitza is be'ikar a mitzvah or it's be'ikar a maisa hakna'a. So they bring a raya from our Gemara, the Tshuvas Emek Yoshua and the Tshuvas Ein Yitzchak both bring a raya from our Gemara that chalitza is a mitzvah. Because it says in our Gemara that even if you hold Ein Zika and Mitam the Zika, there's no Isser for the Yavam to marry the Krovos of the Yavama, but nevertheless, he's Asr B'Krovosel, calls man that she's Zukuka to him because of the Isser of being Mevatel Mitzvah Yavamin. So that by marrying her Krovos, he's not going to be able to be Miyabim, or he's going to be Mevatel Mitzvah Yavamin. That's what we just said in the Gemara, that if Levi goes and does Yibum on Mrs. Reuven, he's being Mevatel Mitzvah Yibum from Mrs. Shimon. But wait a second. If he does chalitza, so he's being vatal mitzvah yam. But if you say chalitza is not a mitzvah, we should ask all the time, how could you be chalitza being mevatel the mitzvah yibum? Whenever you do chalitza, you're being mevatel the mitzvah yibum. So we don't have a problem with that. Elamai, you see, the chalitza must also be a mitzvah. Otherwise, it wouldn't be called. Otherwise, we'd have a problem with it being mevatel mitzvah yibamin. That's the raya of the Chacham Tzvi. Others suggest, nah, that's an exception. The Torah allows for chalitza. Say, in a chinami, chalitza is not a mitzvah. Normally, you're not allowed to do things to be mevatel mitzvah yibamin. The Torah allows you to do chalitza in order to be mevatel the mitzvah yibamin. The other nafkamina is whether you say a bracha on chalitza. If it's a mitzvah, you say a bracha. If it's a matir, maybe you shouldn't say a bracha on the chalitza. There's a tshuvas chasam sofer where he was asked about a case of a yavam, and this is the major nafkamina, and this comes up all the time. You have a yavam and yavama, they're 90 years old. They don't want to be bothered with this. It's going to be so hard for her to bend down. How she can even do the chalitza? It's a big tirch for them. They're not in the shidduch market. They don't, they canceled their, whatever, their Soyu at Sinai accounts or whatever. They're not interested in getting married, right? Nobody's doing it. So they're 90 something years old. What do you want from them? So they don't want to do chalitza. They just don't want to be bothered with it. So do you say that they're allowed to just say, I'm not interested in doing chalitza? So if it's a mitzvah, they have to do a chalitza. But if it's a matir, I don't need to be mutter. I'm perfectly happy not being mutter l'shuk. So do you do it or not? So in the Sefer Nachla Shivach, some Sofer quotes, he writes in the name of the Zohar that there's a mitzvah. But the Chasam Sofer says from the poskim it seems that there's no mitzvah chalitza, that it's only if the woman wants to get remarried, then you do a chalitza. And he says, and even if the Zohar actually means this, that there's a mitzvah chalitza, so then it just turns out that there's machlokas between the poskim and the mekubalim, and wherever there's machlokas between the poskim and the mekubalim, we paskin like the poskim. We don't paskin like the mekubalim. And he says the Beis Yosef already writes, and the Magen Avraham writes as well, in Or HaChaim Siman Chavhei, that you can't force someone to be Noeg like the Zohar. So it's something that if that's the case, something that the poskim don't argue beferish, you can't even force someone to be Noeg like the Zohar. Kol Shekein, in a case where the poskim do argue beferish, you can't force someone to be Noeg like the Zohar, and therefore there's no requirement to go out of your way to do a chalitza. And then he says, and also the Zohar doesn't say that there's a mitzvah of chalitza unless, meaning in that sense. The Zohar doesn't mean it. He says what he means is that like there's a mitzvah of gerushin. That there's a the mitzvah of chalitza similar to the mitzvah of gerushin, so it's only if you want to be matir the wife li'alma, so then you do. There's a mitzvah to be megarishin, that if she wants to get remarried, so then she needs a gerushin. But there's no like automatic mitzvah like everybody has to go ahead and get divorced because they have a wife and there's a mitzvah in the Torah of gerushin, so everyone has to go get divorced. There's no such thing. So just because you have a zakuk, it doesn't mean that you have to do a chalitza. It's only if she wants to go and get married to somebody else. That's all the Zohar meant. That it's similar to the mitzvah of gerushin. The Tshuvas on the Yom Tov says that it's totally on this issue, whether chalitza is a mitzvah or whether chalitza is really a matir. It's interesting, in Hagi Maril he says you say a bracha on chalitza, which implies that it's a mitzvah. So they ask the Maril, so why don't you say a bracha on get? He says that's different, that's your choice, meaning you chose to chalitza, something, the zika is something that happened automatically, something the brother died and the situation was forced upon you. By get, ihu da'afsara nafshe, he's the one that decided to start bothering his wife and arguing with her, and the marriage broke down. So there would be no bracha on a get, even if there is a bracha on a chalitza. Okay, weiter in the Gemara now. So says the Gemara, Abaye asks, V'i ein zika, if Rameh really holds ein zika, why are you not allowed to be mevatel the zika sivamin? Tibatel, what's the big deal? Do yibum, again, Reuven Shimon Levi, do Reuven and Shimon died, let Levi do yibum on Mrs. Reuven, and so what? That it's going to be mevatel the chance of Yibam for Mrs. Shimon. Taha Rabbi Gamliel Amar Ein Zika. Rabbi Gamliel says Ein Zika, and he holds Umotel Levatel Mitzvah Yivamin, and he holds you're allowed to be Mevatel the Mitzvah Yivamin. Ditnan, because we have a Mishnah much later in this Masechta on Daf Kuf Tesam and Aleph, where the Mishnah talks about Reuven and Shimon, who are brothers that are married to Rachel and Leah, to two sisters. And let's just make it interesting. Rachel is the older sister. Why not? Right? And Leah is the younger sister. That not just the younger younger sister, she's a katana, where her whole kiddushin was only midrabanan, and she's yotzis, she can get divorced without a get. All she needs to do is miyun because she's a katana. So now Reuven, Rachel, the older sister's husband, dies without any children. So now Rachel is facing Shimon for a yibum situation. So Rabbi Eliezer says, we tell Leah, the katana, the little girl, she should do miyun on her husband to undo her marriage, so that the zika of Rachel, the big sister, should aser Leah, the katana, where the whole nisun is only midrabanan, because she could be yotze b'miyun, and through her miyun, now Rachel is going to be allowed to do yibum. So you tell the little girl, do miyun on your husband, therefore that will absolve that marriage, and now your older sister will be able to do yibum. But Rav Gamliel omer, imiana miyana. Rav Gamliel says, if she does that, that's fine, nothing wrong with that, but mimlo miyana, if the little girl doesn't do miyun, so then tamtinat shetagdil, then the older sister should wait until the little sister grows up a little bit, and stays married to Shimon, stays married to the surviving brother, and then the older sister will be a chosisha, so then she's not going to require a yibum anyway. But there's no, so you see, Rav Gamliel holds ein zika, and Leah, the katana, is not asur mishum achosu kukaso. So, and therefore, when she gets older, they could do full kiddushin, even though you're making Rachel, a yavama, you're turning Rachel, who was a yavama, into an erva, and you're being mevatel mitzvas yavamin from Rachel, from the older sister. So, who I didn't, according to Rabbi Meir, that even though, since he holds ein zika, he could still hold that it's mutter to be mevatel, the mitzvas yavamin. So now we're back to the kasha. Why don't you do? Why don't you have the two sisters that are now facing yibum with the two brothers? Why not do yibum? So Amalei Rav Gamliel ad Rav Meir Karamis. I understand what you're asking. You're asking a stira between what Rav Meir said and what Rav Gamliel said. How could Rav Meir contradict Rav Gamliel? How could Rav Gamliel contradict Rav Meir? They're both tanaim. They hold different things. It could be that even Rav Gamliel is not worried about being mevatel mitzvas yavamin. Rav Meir is worried about being mevatel mitzvas yavamin. What kind of kasha? So it says more low. Our kasha is that they're on opposite sides of the world over here in the way that they're arguing. Is Rav Meir Chayish Afil Lesveika? Think about what Rav Meir's case was. Rav Meir's case was Reuven, Shimon, Levi, and Yehuda. Reuven and Shimon died. We said that Levi can't do Yibam on Mrs. Reuven because just in case Yehuda also dies, now Mrs. Shimon is going to be Mivata Mitzvah from Shimon. Yeah, who says Yehuda's going to die? It's only a suffix that maybe if something off, you know, that's a far off chance happens, only then it's going to be a bit of the mitzvah of Yibum. And still Rav Meir's worried about that. And Rav Gamliel's not worried about it at all. Rav Gamliel, afil levade lo chayish. Rav Gamliel says, even if you know for sure by your actions, you are causing a bittul mitzvah's yibum, you're allowed to do that. So those are very far extremes from each other. So yeah, they're allowed to argue, but I would think that they would be a little bit closer. That Rav Meir's not even choshesh, Rav Meir's choshesh for bittul mitzvah's yibum, even on a suffix bittul mitzvah's yibum. Rav Gamliel's not even choshesh for a vaday bittul mitzvah's yibum. So says, why is that a problem? Dilma mandalo chayish, maybe the fact that Rav Gamliel is not choshesh for this means it's just not baba cheshbon, it's just not a factor that there is no such thing called bittul mitzvahs yibum. There's no problem of being mevatel mitzvahs yavamin, of stopping a woman who otherwise would have needed yibum from requiring yibum, whereas Rav Meir thinks that there is such a thing. So once he thinks there is such a thing, he's going to be choshesh for it ad hasof, even in the case of safek. So it's not such a problem. Now Rav Yehuda was a Talmud of both Rav and Shmuel. So when Rav Yehuda says Yesh Zika, we have to figure out which of his Rebbeim he was quoting. So Amalei Abai Rav Yosef, Abai says Rav Yosef, Had Rav Yehuda, when Rav Yehuda holds Yesh Zika, again, Yesh Zika means the fact that you had Zika with a woman necessarily asers you to all of her relatives, because that's like a quasi-marriage, Dishmuel he. That must be that he's following his Rebbe Shmuel, not his Rebbe Rav. Ditznan, because we're going to have a Mishnah later on, Shomeris Yavim, let's say you have Reuven and Shimon are two brothers, Rachel and Leah are two sisters. Levi is married to Rachel and dies without any children. And now Rachel is facing Reuven and Shimon for a Yibum case. So Shekidesh Achiv Es Achosa. But the problem is, before the Yibum, Reuven, Shimon's brother, was Mekadesh Leah, Rachel's sister. So Mishum Rabidu and Beseira Amru, Omrim La, we tell Reuven, Hamtein, don't do anything, don't do Nisuin yet, wait to take Leah into your house. until Shimon takes care of the Yibam or Chalitza with her sister Rachel. And that way you'll be Mafkia, your Zika. You won't have it. That will take care of your Zika to Rachel, and then you're going to be allowed to marry Leah, who is your Arusa. But Kolzman, that you're still Zakuk to Rachel, she's Aser, you're not allowed to take in Leah, your Arusa, to your home, because she is Achos Zukukaso. So even though the Yavama is Aser Mishum Achos Ishto, she is still Zukukaso, because the Kiddushin of Leah, her sister, which happened after the Nefila, is not going to be Mafkia, the existing Zika that already exists with Rachel. So she still is going to require Chalitza. Vomer Shmuel, Halach, Rabbi Dvam Beseira. And Shmuel says, we pass on Rabbi Dvam Beseira, who asks the Krovos of the Zukuka. Why does he ask the relatives of the Zukuka? Because Yej, Zika. So he says, you're not allowed to marry Leah, the sister of your Zukuka. You got to make sure that the Zika is taken care of, and only once the Zika is taken care of, then you can marry Leah, the sister of your Zukuka. So you see that Shmuel holds Yej Zika. So when Rabbi Yehuda says Yej Zika, that's an Amr Rabbi Yudomer Shmuel. It's not an Amr Rabbi Yudomer Rav. Samalei, di id Rav Mais. Rabbi Yosef said back to Abaye, and if Rabbi Yehuda was saying in the name of Rav, what would be so bad? Kashad Rav ad Rav. The problem would then be that we'd have a stira within Rav. So it can't be that he said in the name of Rav. So it says, well, what's so bad about that? Dil Mamaroin and Nivali Bid Rav. That happens all the time that we have stiras in Rav. They have machlokas Amaroin. Exactly what Rav held. So says Gemara, yeah, but if you have two options, even didn't Rabbi Shmuel Shmuel Behedya. You have Shmuel holds Yej Zika of the Befeirish, and you have Rav holds Ein Zika of the Befeirish. So to say that when Rabbi Yehuda holds Yej Zika, he's following Rav, and there's a machlokas what Rav said, that's just crazy. Why would you say that? Just say that he's following Shmuel. So even didn't Rabbi Shmuel Shmuel Behedya, Mishmei the Rav Kamarai Lo Shafkinam Mishmei the Shmuel Behedya Mukminin Amarai Valiv the Rav. Why would you say that Rabbi Yehuda is not following Shmuel and what Shmuel actually says, and instead he's following some alternate version that we're unaware of within the Shita of Rav? So that's why we know that he's saying in the name of Shmuel. We said over this psak of Rabbi Yehuda in front of Rav Zudmin Arda. Amar Atunachi Masnisula. He said, you learned Rabbi Yehuda saying that he never said explicitly which of his Rebbeim he was quoting. But Anan Behedya Masninan, we learned that he said Beferish who he was quoting. That it's Amar Rabbi Yehuda Amar Shmuel. Like we said, our suspicions were correct. That he was following his Rebbe Shmuel. That Shomeris Yavam Shemesa, Asr Bi'ima. That Shomeris Yavam dies, you're now not allowed to marry her mother. The Zika makes it that you're Asr with her Krovos. Alma Kasavar Yesh Zika. Very clearly, Shmuel holds Yesh Zika. The Asr Shmuel Tamein, the Shmuel Lishitaso, Dama Shmuel Lach Kribidim Mesera. Because Shmuel says that, like the Lach Kribidim Mesera, that the Mekadesh is not allowed to marry his Arusa until her sister is taken care of. The Zika of her sister is taken care of. And only then could he marry the Arusa. Utsrichi. And I need both of these memos of Shmuel to be said, because I cannot learn one from the other. The Yashmin of Shmuel only would have said the din of Shomeres Yavam Shemesa, that it's Asr Bi'ima, so I would say Yesh Zika, Hava Mina Hani Mili Bechad. I would say Yesh Zika when you're the only option. I will betray Lo, but I would think that if there's more than one brother, then Ein Zika. So Kamash Shmuel, that's why Shmuel has to tell me that the Halach is like Bidon B'Seira, who holds Yesh Zika, even when the case is set up that you're not the only brother, that even then he holds Yesh Zika. V'Yashmin Halach Rabidon B'Seira. And if you would have told me that Halach is like Rabidon B'Seira, Hava Mina Hani Mili Mechaim, I would say that, yeah, that's Yesh Zika. That's only if your Zukuka is still alive. That's why we're going to say Yesh Zika. Avli Achar Misa, Pakala Zika. But maybe when she dies, the Zika disappears. So Kamashmalan, the Zika Bikdi Lo Paka. That's what it's telling me, that Zika Bikdi Lo Paka, that just because she dies, the Zika doesn't just automatically disappear. Next Mishnah now. So we said we're going to give another case of Shnei Achim, of Achos Ishto, Eishas Achiv rather, Shalohaya Ba'olamo. Shnei Achim, so you have two brothers, Umeis Achim Han, and one of them dies, V'yi B'masheni as Eishas Achiv. So Ruvain dies, Shimon does Yibum on Mrs. Ruvain. V'achar kach nolod lehenach, and then Levi is born, V'meis, and then Shimon dies. So Rishona Yotza, Mrs. Ruvain could be Yotza Mishameis Achiv Shalohaya Ba'olamo. Mrs. Ruvain has no requirements toward Levi, because there's just an Erva, and there's no mitzvah of Yibum, because Levi wasn't born yet when Ruvain was around. Vashnia Mishum Tsarasa, and now Mrs. Shimon is also pater from everything because she's a Tsaras Eishas Achiv Shalohaya Ba'olamo, because they were both married to Shimon at the same time. But Asa B'Maimer, but if Shimon had only done Maimer and he did not actually do Yibum on Mrs. Ruvain, Umeis, and then Shimon dies, Hashnia Cholatz V'lamas Yavemis, then Mrs. Shimon is going to require Chalitza, just not Yibum. Rabbi Shimon Omer, Rabbi Shimon says Levi is allowed to marry Mrs. Ruvain, who already did Yibum to Shimon, even though he was born after Reuven died. So, and if he's allowed to marry Mrs. Reuven, he's allowed to marry Mrs. Shimon also. Miyabim lezem en shiirtza. Once Shimon dies, he can do Yibum on whichever one he wants. O chalitza lezem en shiirtza, or he could do chalitza on whichever one of them he wants. That is Rabbi Shimon's shita, that since she did Yibum with Shimon, she, from Levi's perspective, she's not Mrs. Reuven anymore. She's Mrs. Shimon, and he did coexist at the same time in the world as Shimon. So he has a regular mitzvah of Yibum. So Amar Rabbi Shaya, Chalukai Rabbi Shimon Af Barishona. Yishnor, Rabbi Shimon argued even in the case of the previous Mishnah, that even if Levi was born after Reuven died, before Shimon did Yibum, so Levi was introduced to Mrs. Reuven before she was Mrs., she became Mrs. Shimon, still he'd be allowed to do Yibum on Mrs. Reuven after Shimon dies. Mi Miami Diktani Mishnah Yisera, because it seems to have an extra line otherwise, because Bava Dereisha, Leman Katanila, the first Mishnah, who do we need it to be taught according to? Ilei Mil Rabbanan, if you want to say, oh, the Chiddush of the first Mishnah is like the Rabbanan, well, Hashi Yibim Lusof Nolad, Chiyashka Bet Herashcha, Asi Rabbanan, if Levi was first introduced to Mrs. Reuven after Shimon had done Yibum, the Rabbanan would still say, no, she's Mrs. Reuven to you, and therefore you're not allowed to do Yibum on her. So Nolad Acharkach Yibim Mibai. So of course, if Levi was introduced to Mrs. Reuven before she became Mrs. Shimon, then of course he's not allowed to do Yibum on her. So you don't need that case according to the Rabbanan. El Lav, the Rabbi Shimon Itzrich. The whole need for that case is only for Rabbi Shimon. V'tana Reisha Lo Diachal Kocha, the Rabbi Shimon. And the Reisha is there to tell me just how strongly Rabbi Shimon holds the Shita, that even though Levi was introduced to Mrs. Reuven before she became Mrs. Shimon, he's still allowed to do Yibum on her when Shimon dies, because he knew her as Mrs. Shimon. V'tana Seifa Lo Diachal Kocha, the Rabbanan. And the Seifa is telling me how strong the Rabbanan hold their Shita, that he's not allowed to do Yibum on Mrs. Reuven, even though he never knew her as Mrs. Reuven. Obedino Dinifal Rabbi Shimon Bereisha. And really, Rabbi Shimon should have piped up already in the first Mishnah. Ela Natal the Rabbanan, the Mesayim Nusay, Vahadr Palagalayu. It's just that he waited until the Rabbanan finished what they wanted to say, and then he started to discuss and started to argue with them. Okay, Beth Shem, we'll pick up with the Gemara's follow up question at Ella tomorrow. Have a good Shabbos, everybody.
Shabbos, thank you very much.
Thank you. Have a